Now, the rest of the story. You know the term White House, referring to the United States President's Washington, D.C. residence. That term White House has been an official title only since Teddy Roosevelt made it so. Prior to 1902, White House was colloquial. It was just a white house. It was called the White House because it was a white house. Popular parlance inspired by the building's sandstone construction and painted white exterior. Through the 19th century, it bore such official names as the Executive Mansion, the President's House, even the President's Palace. But it wasn't called the White House. When British troops invaded the United States Capitol in the summer of 1814, they burned the White House, left only the outside walls standing. Now, the original structure was built in 1792. Thanks to Thomas Jefferson. I said thanks to Thomas Jefferson. There had been a variety of fine architectural plans from which to choose. Thomas Jefferson. It was his idea to advertise a President's House contest, open to any and all, and then to have the entries evaluated by a jury comprised of the city commissioners and President George Washington himself. Jefferson, then Secretary of State, carefully composed the newspaper advertisement to be published in all major cities, the first such solicitation in American history. The enticement was $500, or a medal of equivalent value, to the winner. And that was the beginning of the building we call the White House. But this is the rest of the story. Mr. A.Z. was an architect. That's how he was known, by the initials A.Z. Now, he was a lover of domes and long colonnades, which seemed quite appropriate for such a grand mansion as the President's House. He had already designed many magnificent homes, no fewer than 15 of which were located in Virginia alone. Mr. A.Z. even produced the architecture of the state's capital in Richmond, a masterwork which had anticipated the classic revival in Europe by 20 years. There was no doubt in Mr. A.Z.'s mind that he would win the President's House contest. He was important enough so that he could even have pulled some strings to get the commission. Yet so confident was he in his own design, his stately square building with dome and four porticos, that he decided quietly to submit the plans and to let them speak for themselves. 19 sets of architectural drawings were submitted to the commissioners. Their decision was quick and unanimous, and the winner of the competition was... No, not A.Z., the winner was an Irish-born architect named James Hoban. But the second prize was given... Nope, the second prize didn't go to A.Z. either. The second prize of $150 went to one John Collins. The fabulous proposal from Mr. A.Z. was utterly ignored. And so humiliated was Mr. A.Z. over this rejection that he took the duplicate set of drawings and he hid them, and he never mentioned to a soul that he entered the contest. It was a great-grandson who discovered the President's House plans generations later, submerged deeply in the personal effects of Mr. A.Z., which were the initials intended only to preserve his anonymity. They were not even his own initials. For the architect, who was so certain that his design would be chosen, that he submitted his own drawings anonymously, was the same man who had arranged the contest in the first place. That's right, Mr. A.Z. was Thomas Jefferson, and now you know the rest of the story.